connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rudymaxa.com. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everyone. Mary and Robert with you again for our showcase segment this hour. And today's program is sponsored by Holland America Line. For over 140 years, Holland America has been a recognized leader in cruising, taking travelers to exotic destinations around the globe. If you're looking for some of the most spacious and comfortable ships at sea, award-winning service, five-star dining, extensive activities and enrichment programs, plus compelling worldwide itineraries, Holland America is your cruise line. With their fleet of 14 modern classic ships offering over 500 sailings annually, they visit all seven continents and both popular and less traveled ports. Visit HollandAmerica.com for cruise deals, destinations, and planning, or check out RudyMaxa.com under sponsors.
Almost 16 years ago, our lives changed forever, both in the way we go about living and certainly in how we travel. You may have seen, read, or heard about many things that happened on September 11th, 2001, but have you ever wondered about all of those airborne flights and the scramble to get the planes out of the skies? Beverly Bass is a retired American Airlines captain and was the first female captain to ever fly the Boeing 777 commercially. Back on 9/11, she was piloting her 777 at 39,000 feet from Paris to Dallas when word came across the plane's radio to divert to Newfoundland, Canada. Beverly, her crew, and 155 passengers would spend 5 days in the tiny town of Gander, and her story was made into a Broadway play that received 7 nominations and won a Tony Award last weekend. Please join me in welcoming Captain Beverly Bass.
Beverly, it's a pleasure to speak with you. You certainly have enjoyed a distinguished career, and I have to tell you, we were rooting for Come From Away during the Tonys last weekend.
Well, I must say, we were also, but, you know, at least we got the best director, and that's quite an accomplishment,
yes,
I would say.
It absolutely is. All right, so I want to maximize our time with you, because we could do 2 hours of the show with you. But,
right.
You know, as Mary just mentioned, you know, you were cruising along en route to Dallas from Paris on 9/11 when you received word to divert. Tell us what you did first, and what happened after you landed.
Well, yes, I was right over the middle of the North Atlantic when we got word on our air-to-air frequency about what had happened. And so we started making preparations to divert to one of the larger cities in Canada, such as Toronto, Montreal, Calgary, or Edmonton. And little did we know that as we approached 50 degrees west longitude, we would actually be ordered by Gander Control to land our airplane in Gander. It's very unusual for us to get an order, and Gander certainly was not at the top of our list as divert cities. But when we landed there, we realized that we had probably landed in one of the nicest places on Earth. The generosity and the kindness of the people there was astounding.
And, you know, Beverly, just to give some listeners some perspective on Gander, it's a town of just over 9,000 people. It absorbed your 155 passengers, as well as what we saw, close to 7,000 other passengers from 37 other planes who were diverted there. How did the people receive you, and what did they do for you?
Well, it was really just unbelievable. I was the 36th out of 38 airplanes to touch down that day. And once we parked the airplane, they came on and they said, I landed at about 10 o'clock in the morning on September 11th, and they said, you will not be getting off the airplane until the next day. And that was because they deplaned us in order of arrival, and of course, I was one of the last. But the whole time we were on the airplane, which was a total of 28 hours, they supplied us with water and Nutri-Grain bars and nicotine patches and, you know, diapers for babies, anything you could imagine. So we just couldn't believe that that was going on all night long. But the thing that I think touched me the most is when our crew and passengers finally deplaned the morning of September 12th, and we walked into the terminal and saw tables and tables and tables full of food. And we could have anything we wanted. We could take anything with us. And it made me realize that that tiny town with a population of 9,400 people had literally stayed up all night to prepare food for almost 7,000 passengers that were deplaning.
So clearly this inspired the couple who wrote this Broadway musical. Let's just touch on that. I'm sure, how exciting was it to be at the Tonys in New York last weekend when nominated for 7, and congratulations on the big win. And I'd also love to know how many times you've seen the show.
Well, it was amazing being at the Tonys. Certainly, it was a once-in-a-lifetime event for us. Mm-hmm. And I have seen the show as of last night 71 times.
Oh, wow.
I know, and I'm preparing to go again. I never get tired of it. Mm-hmm. And we have the opportunity to see other shows on Broadway, and we just never go. We keep going to Come From Away.
Well, and how do you feel about the accuracy of it? Are you comfortable with that?
You know, honestly, if the playwrights had come to me and said, okay, you get your choice. You can pick anybody you want to play your role. I could not have picked anybody better. She so accurately portrays me. And when I sit in the audience, I feel like I'm looking at myself.
Wow.
I feel like I'm hearing myself. And, you know, we have become very good friends, so it has been truly a gift for me.
Well, I have to say something to you. So I saw a clip of the play, and it, you know, it illustrates clearly some of the challenges that you encountered rising through the ranks. And, you know, to become the first female pilot in American Airlines history to captain the 777, which, I mean, that's outstanding. So I'd love for you to talk a little bit about what you had to overcome and, you know, some of the nonsense from men in corporate to achieve that success.
Well, it is true. In the beginning, the guys, the pilots were very unsure of us because many of the pilots back in the early 70s had never shared their cockpit with a female pilot. Now, that would not be true today. Most of the guys have all flown with women pilots somewhere along the line. But we were oddities. We were talked about. We were stared at as we walked through the terminal. You know, people really, more than anything, were just curious about us, you know, because they didn't know that female airline pilots existed. I think I was maybe one of 17 in the country in 1976. So there weren't a lot of us.
Yeah, but you had to overcome a lot to do that, I mean, I'm sure, and clearly help pave the way for others.
Beverly,
I would like to think that's true. And, you know, that is the most rewarding thing when I walk out of the show at night and I see young girls who will thank me for what I did, because, you know, back then I didn't realize the impact that it could have on future generations of young ladies trying to achieve their goal, and guys also.
Well, the more we talk to you, the more I can certainly see why Come From Away has been received so well and has been so successful and was nominated. There are so many sub-stories to this. So there's your personal story, there's your career history, and then there are so many other layers and sub-stories with all of these passengers. I'd like to just get back to some of the passengers a little bit and have you, if you can, just briefly touch on one of the stories I read where there were two passengers who were strangers who met, and correct me, did they meet on your flight and fall in love?
It actually was not on my flight.
Okay.
They were on another airplane, mm-hmm. and they were on the same airplane together, though, and I think they actually met at the commissary where they went to get their prescriptions filled.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, they are dear friends of ours. They live in Houston. They are Texans now, even though he was from London at the time.
Oh, wow.
They met, fell in love, got married, and honeymooned in Newfoundland.
They did.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
of course. I mean,
that
makes sense.
Oh, wow.
All right, so, Beverly, we're running out of time. We've got a little over a minute left in the interview. I'm sure you've recounted that 9/11 experience so many times in your head that you can't even count. But, you know, is there something that you'd like our audience to know about Gander or about that experience? Maybe it's the people of Newfoundland, maybe it's the people of the U.S., or just that time in our history?
I think the most important message is when I left Gander, I wanted to tell the whole world about the goodness and kindness and generosity that was bestowed upon us when our country was suffering through such a horrific tragedy. And the musical Come From Away is now reaching thousands and thousands of people, and that is so wonderful because they deserve it.
Well, that's well put. All right, and the last thing before we let you go, I've got to tell you, all right, my favorite aircraft outside of an affinity for helicopters is the Boeing 757. Can I assume yours is still the Boeing 777, or do you have a new favorite these days?
No, it would be the 777, even though I am flying a new small jet today, the Phenom 100 in corporate aviation. But I did love the 757. I flew it for 9 years, so you're not wrong.
Yeah. I love when I get to fly it, but I wish they were still making it. So, Beverly, listen, thanks for your time today. I know, as I said, you're an inspiration to many, and it was very nice to speak with you today. The Broadway musical, again, folks, it's called Come From Away, and you can also check it out on comefromaway.com. Beverly, enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you
great.
So much, Bye-bye. Beverly.
All right, Mary, I got to tell you, that interview was, we were looking forward to talking to
what
Beverly.
What an honor to speak with her, and what an inspirational story.
Yeah, well, that's exactly the case. Yeah. So, and that town, what they did, and all those planes
Gander.
On the plane. Mm-hmm. There's so, the story is so deep, folks, you really got to look into it, all the things they went through. But we're running out of time, so if you haven't done so already, please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're going to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere, because we've still got three more segments to go. You're listening to Rudy Max's World with the Carries, and we're so glad you are.
Rudy Max's World with the Carries by calling 800-387-8025. Access the show anytime at rudymaxa.com. We'll be right back.